there's so many different reasons you can walk a labyrinth. It might be a joyous occasion. It might be a difficult situation. What's interesting is finding your own rhythm. I often find that I may start walking a particular pace, but it feels too quick or even too slow sometimes. And so over the course of the walk, you find kind of your natural gait or your way of being. My name is Beth Knowlton. I'm the canon for liturgy and prayer. We are at the Cathedral of St. Philip in Atlanta, Georgia. When you first look at a labyrinth, what you see is you see this beautiful sort of circle with a path that is broken up almost into four separate quadrants. And then in the center of it is this rose, which is kind of this wonderful place of awakening and reception. And when you actually start to walk the path, you realize that you're tracing the ins and outs of these four quadrants. You're quieting yourself, allowing all the distractions and the busyness and the noises in your mind to kind of settle. And so then you're able to be more open to kind of the present moment and what God might be doing right in that instance. One of the beauties of where this labyrinth is placed is it's a beautiful place. So you hear birds, you hear insects, you hear the natural world, but at the same time you hear traffic on Peachtree Road. And so there's a sense in which you really are having your prayer intersect with the busy and bustling life of the city and the sacred creation that's all around us. The labyrinth is a wonderful symbol because it crosses all faiths. We recently had an interfaith walk. We had no idea who on the walk was Christian, who was Muslim, who was Jewish. It didn't matter because there was something about the unity of us just walking this prayer together that was very, very powerful. And so there was a way for us to pray as one without words, which I think when interfaith discussions get hard, it's because you're trying to agree upon words. We see people who say, I can't do contemplative prayer, I can't do silence. And the reality is, if you get somebody walking on a labyrinth, that stills their inner life enough that then they can experience silence, I think, in a different way, because there's something about the physical action of walking. I particularly find people who have a burden, by sitting there in that quiet space in the center, allowing that to be sort of released to God, you find yourself lighter and freer to sort of re-engage with your everyday life.